Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Real Talking Podcast with your hosts, Ash and JD. So, we've had a bit of an eventful week. Well, I've had an eventful week. What we did forget is that I touched on Conspiracy Corner last week, but then didn't do it because we was too busy talking about Bluey and kids' programs. But that will start me off with an email from Jess. It all links in. Just bear with me a sec. I can see you nodding. Oh, come on, what's going on, Jay? Get on with you. So Jess was asking, did we see the solar eclipse? And it was too cloudy where she is, so she just saw a bit of a crappy glow. So it was Monday, I think it was.
It was the
8th anyway. Yes. I remember it was the 8th. So the answer is no, didn't see the eclipse. I know it was happening, but too busy grafting, any? Don't have time to stand outside and look up at the sun. But so what I'd forgot to say last week was all the conspiracies of what was going to happen during the solar eclipse, which, yeah, you're shaking your heads. Just, you know that they're there, mate.
They can make conspiracy out of anything, can't they? So,
well, what I didn't get leading up to it was how people can just pull these out of the hat, like saying that it's not a real eclipse. It's you know, a lot of it was flat earthers coming out with these bollocks, you know, which they never give an explanation, because going off the flat earthers, where it's just two light bulbs essentially above the dome, the sun and the moon, like, why would they overlap the light bulbs from time to time for an eclipse?
Do flat earthers think they're like in a Truman Show?
Essentially, yeah. So right. The way the Truman Show, it was a big dome in. That, yeah, it's the same, that we're under a big dome.
Right.
And that, so it's the firmament is what it's called, which it's referenced in the Bible, which we'll save that for another day. Which, again, so another one that I know we're going to do this a lot, to be fair, going off on tangents. But so the letter J wasn't invented, like, in the English language until, like, I don't know, it was something like 1600s.
Right.
Yet the Bible's, you know, over 2,000 years old. So his name wouldn't have been Jesus. It would have been Jesus.
Jesus.
You know, so, yeah. So Jesus wasn't Jesus. It was Jesus. but, yeah, so we're under a firmament, and above that is water. But then, obviously, we've got water on the planet as well. There's that many different flat earth theories. Because, again, have you seen any of them ones that, like, when you go through the ice wall up the Antarctic Circle?
I've seen one where it's like the ice wall is the barricade keeping us all in or something like that.
Yeah, so it's that. And then, like, if you go out of that, there's other like parts of land, other ice walls. So there's like Valhalla and all the like the mythical worlds that you see on films and all sorts of crap. Anyway,
I want to know, like, it'd be interesting to know who brought this hypothesis forward to say
they've got their flat evidence. They've someone at some point. So there's a couple of books basically, and so as they've read through the books, it shows the maps, because apparently someone actually got through the ice wall, you know, I don't know, during Viking times or whatever. So they've got through it, and then they've landscapes, they've made maps of everything else that's out there. You know, look, again, because that's why.
And then he managed to come back and show everyone.
Yeah, yeah. So it's his map.
So
we're assuming it was a man. Most likely was.
So yeah. So we're assuming that this one man.
I think there were several, but
done something that no other men have done before, and then come back.
Yeah.
And then no one's done it since.
No, because there's all the major countries have got the Antarctic Treaty, haven't they? So you're not allowed to explore Antarctica, which I think there is something going on there, you know, aliens maybe, but
definitely.
I think it's majority down to health and safety, essentially, that if just any more billionaires wanted to just go and explore in such extreme terrains where, you know, you don't want to take the Titanic because it's never going to last. We all know how that went. Do you think Jack could have got onto the door?
I think so.
Yeah, well.
She did hug a lot of the room on there, innit?
I love all those pictures where it's like, you know, a load of dogs and that next to her on the fucking door, or there's like luggage and stuff.
It just move over, innit?
Yeah. but so I think that's the main reason, other than what they're trying to hide, the aliens, is that they just can't have anyone trying to just explore, because they'll die. You know, last thing they want is a submarine going down there as well. Another one to fucking bite the dust. We'll come on to Flat Earth and extra realms and whatever and that for another one. I'll get some videos for you to watch for the entertainment.
I look forward to that, mate.
Yeah. So the solar eclipse conspiracies. So the Hadron Collider. So in Sweden, I think it is, where the particle accelerator.
Oh yeah. Okay, right. You're right.
So they were going to reboot that on the 8th, and again, this one video went into the bloody conspiracy. So apparently, where that is, it's over the Gateway to Hell. I'll keep it brief. So it's over the Gateway to Hell. And so as the atoms or neutrons are going to collide, or were going to collide, since we're recording this after the 8th, after the eclipse. So as they collide, that was going to open the Gate to Hell, and all the demons, like a scene from Supernatural, were going to come flying out of the ground, and the world was going to end. You know, the four horsemen of the apocalypse or something was going to happen. Another one, that it was going to not be the moon eclipsing the sun. It was going to be the mothership that's been floating out in the orbit for a little while now, ready to start, you know, an invasion.
I feel like there's been these things in the past. Do you remember the year 2001?
Yeah, and Y2K.
And the 2012. Remember, the world was going to end at some point on 2012.
Mm.
And then when it don't happen, there's nothing done. It's like this mothership.
Well, yeah, because after Y2K, they were like, no, we've got to go off the Mayans calendar.
Mm.
So it was like 4 years later or something as well then, weren't it? Just because the Mayans didn't count leap years.
Right.
There was probably more to it than that, but yeah. And then there's like that Babadook or whatever who's got their predictions. There's like a whole book of it. And, you know, people just seem to find correlations to it. Like, oh, there's going to be a natural disaster in 2024. There's a natural disaster every year.
Yeah, every year, yeah.
You know, so well, just because there's something that they can half pinpoint yeah, to that prediction of a sun 200 yeah. years going on. But yeah. So yeah, there was a lot of bullshit coming out conspiracy wise because of this eclipse. And then yeah, the eclipse happened. As I say, we saw nothing. I think it was Jess. Sorry, let me just double check. Yeah, Jess saw a little bit of a glow just because it was cloudy, yeah. So I didn't see much.
Because it was more America that saw it, and Canada and everything, that part of the world, because of where, obviously, the time of day.
Yeah, I think for the UK, it was going to be Ireland and Wales, which was like the best visible areas for it. Otherwise, we just, well, as I said, I didn't notice anything. But yeah, it would have just been just a slight bit of a, like as if the clouds covering the sun slightly anyway, that's all we would have potentially seen. But since the eclipse happened anyway, I've seen numerous videos where people are obviously on the best phones or cameras ever because you're getting all the clearest pictures. Not. So they're focusing at the sun. And again, it's you can't even see that it's the eclipse behind these clouds, but through the clouds you can see shadows moving, and like there's a mix of them saying that it's demons flying around because of the Hadron Collider opening up the gates to hell. Another one saying that it's aliens, it's the spaceships flying around from the mothership and this and that. And it's like, no, why would they choose an eclipse to start an invasion? And why didn't anything happen once the sun and moon separated again? Like it was that 30 seconds in the
that's all they had.
Yeah, and it's like, oh no, we've got to go back again now. So it's such a disappointment that there's so many people that come up with fairy tales in that sense.
Yeah, and I think it's quite sad that people believe it, because it's just nonsense. If you was to say it to me, mate, this is happening, but it's because of this, I'd be like, nah.
Oh, no. It's
not.
I'd say it's a shame. But speaking of nonsense, it's a nonsense going from one shambles to another.
Is this about The Undertake now? The Undertake podcast.
Oh, The Undertake podcast. Sorry, I thought you were saying The Undertaker. because we've partially watched WrestleMania. Which, you know, what again, while it's there, so Miles did email in as well asking if we've watched WrestleMania. I've only watched about 5 hours. 8 hours is a lot of time to watch.
Right, so no, I always think, like, because they used to do the pay-per-views on a Sunday night.
Yeah.
So WrestleMania is over two nights.
Mm-hmm.
But, so I watched the first one the first night, and then obviously with it being Sunday night, I didn't watch it. And then first thing, went to work, went on my phone, seen pretty much everything. So I was like, I'm watching that then.
Yeah. I've managed to avoid watching any of the TikTok videos of what's happened. But it was literally just a spoiler from listening to another podcast. So I know the results. I am going to try and find time to watch the last 3 hours of Sunday.
What did you think of? Did you watch night one then?
So yeah, I've watched.
What did you think of the night one? Yeah. I always find them quite underwhelming, I must admit.
It was underwhelming, and it's mad how much of it is still the same patterns, cycles of when we was kids watching it. Again, I don't know the names, but there was the one of them. There was the whole trailer before the fights. And he was like, I'm scared. He was fighting against Gunther.
Is that what you're saying?
Right, so that's his name then. He's like, I'm scared. What do you expect me to do? And it's like, you know, oh, I don't know what's going to happen in this fight then.
Yeah.
And obviously he ends up winning. Spoilers for anyone that hasn't watched it and does plan to watch it. I don't know, they might not give a shit, to be fair. Just two almost middle-aged men talking about wrestling. What's that all about?
Yeah. Have you seen that, what's like in it is like people that watch wrestling. Have you seen that that clip of the girl doing that? And then like goes to Rock like, shut up, bitch.
Yeah, so there was that. The Uso brothers.
Yeah, I didn't write down for that matchup.
Again, it was just obvious. I knew, because I've not seen, it was only because I mentioned Rikishi the other week that I knew about the Uso brothers then. And I just, as soon as I saw the drama leading up, so again, the pre-fight trailer that was going on, I thought, well, at some point, the one that's betrayed him is going to like get hurt and then start apologising, and then he's going to betray him again. And lo and behold, it happened. I was like, literally, if I didn't already know, and like watch it after it already happened, but if I didn't know how it was going to go, if I hadn't already watched it after it had been on, I would have put bets on to say this is going to happen.
Yeah.
Because it was so that predictable.
Because you know that the WWE is moving to Netflix.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
I think I did see something, actually.
So they're like trying to make it so it's like a new era. So you remember how the Attitude Era was?
Yeah.
With Stone Cold, obviously The Rock, Shawn Michaels, DX and everything. So they're trying to bring it so it's more... Because he went PG to an extent. Obviously, they don't do brown panties match anymore.
No.
Obviously, the women are wrestlers now and everything like that.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Yeah.
But they're trying to make it so it's more going towards that, you know, back to how he was into that Attitude Era with the swearing.
But how would that work, though? Because
especially on Netflix. How would that work?
No, I'm just thinking, because obviously now, the way it has been for a long time with Raw and SmackDown, and it's easier available for the younger kids to watch. So if it goes to Netflix and they are trying to make it...
Well, over here, it's on one channel, TNT, BT.
Yeah.
In America... SmackDown was on one channel, Raw was on a different channel.
Okay.
So as far as I'm aware, that WWE got brought out by the company that owns UFC. So they held the whole of the WWE franchise, and then it's going to be on Netflix. I don't know if it's just going to be WWE Raw on Netflix and SmackDown, or just Raw at the moment. So that they're trying like...
Because there's a lot of UFC on the Zone as well, isn't there? So whether they're splitting
But that's how it works here. I mean, in America, they have... It's just copyright and who owns that copyright, obviously.
Yeah.
So I don't know how it would work over here, per se, if it would still be on Netflix. I assume it would be, because Netflix paid a lot of money for it. But in regards to SmackDown, I don't know if that's a part of the deal.
But I'm just thinking, like, because with Netflix, are they going to, like... put age restrictions on it. So essentially, you'd have to have a parental lock to stop kids watching it if they're going to bring the R rating back to it, essentially.
I think, I mean, it doesn't have to be like 18 plus, but I think 15, you know, swear words, you know, just getting proper again, proper wrestling. You know what I really like though? Mic work, you know, when people like talk the talk on the mic.
Yeah.
Now, my favourite person on the mic has always been The Miz, and I just love when they can sally like the promo, and I really like when they can sally. And I always remember The Miz on the mic. He's just
he was coming in as I was getting out of it, essentially. So I've not seen a great deal. He was at WrestleMania, wasn't he?
The one that attacked
and teams. I thought because not much was said about him on the build up for the fight, and I thought like decline that much that he's not, because I feel like they were trying to make him a main character and now he's like, not.
He was champion for a bit. Yeah. I think he was 3-time champion, but he's a Grand Slam, so that means he's won every single bat available. The Intercontinental, US Championship, Tag Team, whatever bat that's been there, he has won up into the new heavyweight one. So, yeah, no, boys, I just like when people. That's why I like John Cena a little bit, because he was good on the mic. The Rock, obviously, Stone Cold was good on the mic. Triple H was good on the mic, even.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what it needs. Just people that are confident in the mic, on the mic, just to sell in, just because it's scripted. But when you're on the mic, that's just that unscripted. That's just you go out.
Yeah. So you've got
and you just go off the crowd. Yeah.
It's like, right, you've got this message to get across.
Yeah, now, just get it. Yeah, you've got like 5 minutes to promo it, get this point across. That's it.
It was quality back in the day, though, weren't it?
Mm.
I know we've spoke about it and reminisced about it on a previous episode. I feel like because of how much happened back then in that Attitude Era, like, nothing surprising for me, or it wasn't while I was watching WrestleMania anyway. Because even with the tag team fight, the first night's main event, because again, I didn't know anything that it was on the line about Bloodline rules for the next game, Sunday next night.
Match,
so as soon as I found that out, I was like, well, Cody's going to lose then, isn't he? And that's going to make it harder for Sunday night, because otherwise it's an easier night for him. So, yeah, it was all too predictable. Again, I can't comment on Sunday night, but, yeah, I don't know. If I've got enough time over the weekend, I'll finish watching it.
Sunday night's supposed to have been better overall. But, I haven't watched it, because literally first thing in Monday morning, because I was watching it on a lot of the bold upon TikTok. So it was just full of it.
Yeah, all the algorithms.
And I was just like, I watched one, I was just like, fuck it. Just watch them all on there. So, yeah.
Yeah. That's the problem, though, isn't it? You can't avoid any kinds of spoilers now.
Even Bluey. Spoilers for the new episode of Bluey. It's fucking mad. It's like a special one.
So even after I sent you that TikTok the other night as well, and you're getting the spoilers on it.
Yeah, like the next episode that comes out on Sunday as we do the podcast. So it's like a 20-minute special. They're only 10 minutes long, 9 minutes. So.
Oh, right.
So like, yeah. So yeah, I'm going to spoil this for that. You know, people give me their opinion on it.
Well, so as we was going to say anyway, back to a shambles. So
the Undertake podcast.
Yeah, exactly. The Undertake podcast that's going to take off at some point. So last Sunday, it was the Liverpool-Man United game. Well, Man United-Liverpool game again. Premier League this time. And James was giving it the big one last week. He was confident. And he had every right to be. You know, Liverpool, they had been on fire. And it was an underwhelming game. The Liverpool fans, definitely. I didn't see a single Man United fan building up to the game that was confident of getting a result.
No.
And I wasn't either.
But first half, Liverpool absolutely dominated Man U. Man U didn't even have a shot on target. And the Man U fans in that stadium were absolutely going fucking mental. Yeah. But, you know. They didn't have no... You know, I know, I get what you're saying from that point of view, but at the end of the day, you've still got to turn up. And the first half, Man U didn't turn up. But...
Yeah. So
Liverpool should have been well ahead more than they should have at that point.
I know what you're saying. I feel like, because the first couple of minutes, it was the basketball, football again, tennis, it was back and forth.
Yeah, feeling each other out.
Yeah. And then the Garnacho disallowed goal because he was offside. Bruno just held it for a little bit too long. If he would have just passed it first time, Garnacho was already on the way, hence why he was offside by the time he did get the pass. I think that changed the United players' frame of mind then, because it was like, we're not going to do it then. And obviously, down now, 1-0 at half time. It's still nothing was going on until just that misplaced pass. Bruno gets it. And obviously, Keller, he's got every right to be
as far forward as he was. Yeah,
because Liverpool are just constantly attacking anyway. So Bruno, it's an easy finish.
For a footballer, you expect him to hit the target from that way out with just lobbed off the keeper.
Well, that's it.
I do. I know I've said it before. I think Bruno Fernandes is one of the most overrated players. I don't like his attitude. I don't know why he thinks he's the bollocks, because I think if he goes and, I don't think he makes any other top. Well, I'm not even saying Man U's a top team. I don't think he makes a top team.
Well, we're not a top team at the moment.
But you do, I don't see him. I don't see him getting to Bayern Munich. I don't see him getting to PSG. I don't see him getting to Real Madrid. I don't see him. I think Man U is his level, because Man U's a level where everyone thinks they're better than what they are. That's from.
That is the problem with the majority of the United squad at the moment.
Garnacho's got potential. Yeah. I think what's his name?
Kobbie Mainoo.
I think he's all right. He's not a special talent. I don't think he's.
But from how the rest of the senior squad are playing,
yeah, they're making him look good.
Yeah,
because he runs a bit, mate.
Yeah, but he's taking on the players.
It says something when your right back's going to be the player of the season.
It's only because he's been fit the whole season.
Yeah, but like, do you get what I'm saying? That's your right back.
I know.
That's your Gary Neville, mate.
That's a debate for another podcast. Who's the better right back?
No, obviously Gary Neville. But what I'm saying is like, in any career, any season, did Gary Neville ever get player of the season? No. So
no, because you're right back. He wasn't the best in the team.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's where Man U are at.
I know what you're saying, mate. Yeah. You can't get me to try and defend the majority of the team this season. Because I can't.
Honestly, there's just... Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so being... Like, if we was to finish in the top six, so stay as six, at the end of the season,
yes.
That is a fortunate. Now, again, you've slightly started me off, mate. You've slightly started me off. Well, I'll bite a little bit. So there has been over 60 injuries. So obviously we haven't got 60 first team players, but there's been over 60 individual injuries this season.
Right.
So that's always going to be a hindrance for any squads. You know, Newcastle's had the same. Chelsea have been all right, really. It's just been Pochettino that's fucked that up. Liverpool have had a lot of injuries. But as I said the other week, Klopp's been able to set the foundation that every team, so the under-23s, the 19s, the 18s...
Has that whatever, style and
they
that
all
mentality.
Play the same. So you can just come in from any one of them other ones and fit into the same system. You know, Man City, you know, when you're fiddling the books all the time and, you know, got all the money to pay for whoever you want, then you're going to be able to do that. Arsenal have been really fortunate not to have severe injuries. If Declan Rice got injured this season, they wouldn't be sitting joint top of the league. It's for like 60 minutes this season, we've had Ten Hag's first choice team. The rest of it, it's been
injuries. That football, though?
It is.
And a club that, like Man U, have spent so much money should have more than just one 11. That's
again, mate, you know, if you want me to...
I'm just talking football.
If you want me to get some hard-hitting facts that should get me onto the United stand, then I'll give them to you.
Because we know he listens. Mate,
he actually does, mate. I'm telling you. Mark, hello, by the way, mate. You know, big fan, you know what I am. If you want to know those bits, then you'll have to listen to the United stand and that anyway. But yeah, we're not here to defend Man United.
Right.
We're here to laugh at Liverpool.
And not so much Liverpool, a bit of James's expense.
So, as I say, Sunday, I'll give you a bit of background. Sundays I like to have a little drink, I'll cook dinner. Sunday roast every Sunday. You got to do it. You know, that's what Sunday's made for. Football and Sunday roast and beers. So I'd had a couple of beers during a game, maybe some before and probably two afterwards. But after that shambles of a game, 2-2 it's finished. And Liverpool were lucky in the end as well to get that, because if Wan-Bissaka is great at elastic ditch tackle, that's you know, he's made his United career off of that. But he did it in the wrong position. And it doesn't matter how much everyone wants to slow it down and say that VAR got it wrong. I saw an American referee the next day analysing it and saying that it was wrong. He was clearly a Man United fan. So, it's a penalty at the end of the day. You know, VAR allegedly looked at it. They would have done, but apparently says no penalty. It was a penalty, sorry. And, you know, again, it was the only thing that Salah did all game, really. It was his main chance, and he's put it away. So they were lucky to get a draw at the end of it. And I just couldn't help myself. Just could not help myself in giving James a little email. So I just had to.
What was in your email, your correspondence?
All I said.
I hope you kept it professional.
I did, yeah, yeah. All I said was Jurgen's bottle jobs. It's all I said to him.
You dropped some bile in there, did you, boy?
Oh, mate. Like a kipper.
Did you reel him in, mate?
Oh, mate. He was reeled in. Just like, I can't even think of the guy's name, but just like one of the fishing programs on whatever crappy sports channel that people like to watch fishing on. So, it was about an hour later, his email back, after he's finished crying into his Liverpool pillow and Teddy called Jurgen.
it's like a teddy bear with a Liverpool, like,
Liverpool jersey and that, ain't it? Even down to little shitty boots on, or old school black preds. Fucking Deodoras or something. That's what.
Yeah, that Deodoras.
Yeah,
the 2004 kid on there from when Gerrard was the Miami geezer.
So. James's reply was, fuck off. United bottled it. Can't keep a win to save their life. Brentford, Chelsea and Liverpool were all dominating, you shit cunts. So I think I might have rattled him a little bit with that one.
And, you know, what I like about that email is he got straight to the point. Yeah. There's no, you know.
He was very articulate with his words. He'd
done his research.
Definitely been keeping an eye on the United games the last week.
I think he knew an email was coming.
So I couldn't help myself, as I say. Again, against Brentford, you know, the team didn't turn up. Brentford deserved to batter us, you know, and again, we got a goal late on and then conceded straight away. Chelsea, I watched it to 2-0 down. I hate these late kickoffs.
Oh, because it was on Sunday. One was like...
Yeah, Brentford was on Sunday. Chelsea was Wednesday.
Oh, that's it, yeah. No, was it? Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah, because, again, it's the days that we're on. So it was... Or it might have been Saturday. Yeah, Saturday was Brentford. Chelsea was Wednesday. 8:15 kickoff. And as I say, I watched 2-0. I was like, no, it's too late for me. I'm already in bed trying to watch it. I'm like, no, it's off. I don't need to go to sleep completely pissed off. And then when I saw it was really 4-3 in the end, I was like, yeah, sound, not surprised. But like I said last week, it's Liverpool's title to lose. And if they can't even beat a Man United team that, you know, Chelsea can beat, and we all know how bad Chelsea's been this season, it's just Liverpool. And
then the last 3-0 on the Europa
League. Just about to say.
Now, I didn't watch the game, but I heard it was absolutely terrible in that game.
I only seen the highlights on TikTok this morning.
So what you're basically saying to me is, in Jurgen's final season, just at League Cup?
I feel like it's going to be, yeah. I'm hoping Arsenal do manage to win the Premier League. Just, obviously, because I don't want Liverpool to win it anyway, because, you know, fuck the Scousers. But Man City, we don't want Man City to keep dominating. We don't want them to have four in a row, rather.
For me, as a neutral, I would prefer Liverpool to win. Just in Jurgen's final season, because he has been a good manager. Like if you played under Jurgen Klopp, you'd want to run for a minute. You know, and that's like, well, what Man U end doing, I suppose, not running.
Yeah, as I've said before enough times, the majority of the players don't play for the badge, the manager, or even the paycheck. You know, the fucking the money that they get is ridiculous.
I was talking about this. Now, if you give me 25 grand a week, mate, and say your job is to play football, that I would run fastest and further than anyone else. On that, you know, like when he has like they're doing in KM like 15, you know, KM run in the game. I would fuck just all I would do all day is sprint.
Yeah.
I was just run.
It wouldn't even need to be 25 grand a week though, would it? You think so? We won't say what kind of wages we're on and on the pod, but you think even double, three times what you're on a week at the moment, you'd still aim to be the fittest person in the squad, wouldn't you? And that'd be a standard. Even, look, because I was a superstar goalkeeper, I've still got the fucking reflection, the reflexes as well. Fucking, well, stop these worktops from falling earlier. Fucking, fuck you. Which we'll get onto reflexes in a minute. I was meant to bring you earlier, but yeah, we'll get onto that in a minute. But yeah, so if I was a professional goalkeeper as well, I'd make sure I'm the fittest and best fucking goalkeeper in the league as well, definitely. But yeah, Liverpool are just, they'll be lucky to finish fucking second. I mean, could you imagine, after all this, they end up finishing third, and as you say, just the League Cup?
League Cup.
For Jurgen's swan song. So yeah, James, I hope you're still listening at this point anyway. You haven't just chinned us off. You know, it's all in jest, mate. And when you're ready, we'll start the Undertaker off, mate. right, so yeah, on to reflexes. So going off of the back of the holiday, obviously almost broke my ankle. And then after we recorded last Friday, Saturday, grafting, because, you know, got to graft any kid. Not that I like working on the weekends, but sometimes we have to. Well, I have to. I know, it's horrible. So, doing these wardrobes, and it's an awkward customer, but the one on the floor to ceiling, and you can't get the feet on underneath, so awkwardly getting the feet on. And then, as the other one, there's fucking... I'm on the floor trying to get the back foot on, and the wardrobes move slowly because the other lads fucking shimmied it, tried to fucking do something. Even though, so I've got a prop, I've got my screw box underneath it. I was like, leave it there, because I've seen this book, read this page, I've seen it happen before. But no, he's moved it out of the way. So as he's moving the wardrobe, fucking the front foot has broke. And look, I didn't even see it happen. It's just that the brain
muscle memory knew
what's gone on. So I've managed to just about get my hand out in time. But so I'd cut the top on my finger. And I mean, I won't be able to pull any pictures up for any of the listeners at home. But the piece of skin on the... So where you go from your knuckle to the first joint on your middle finger, that skin was just hanging back on itself because of the way I pulled it out quick enough. And so I had to quickly tape it up. Fortunately, electrical tape is the best thing ever, better than a plaster, because if you get it back on quick enough, it just heals itself. It's magic. but there was a bit of blood. Sunday, my finger was bruised, and I mean, like, it looked like he'd been to a P. Diddy's house party. It was that battered and bruised. It was ridiculous. All swollen. I mean, it is still really tender. I'm struggling to bend it up, but yeah, been through the wars. We've just the wrong tournament. I don't get it. And then Monday was about a bit eventful as well. So I don't know what episode it was, probably like episode 10 or something. I came up with, well, I didn't come up with, but I brought up a story about when I was walking a dog early one morning and I was caught short, so I had to go into the bushes and poop in the bushes.
In the bush.
So ever since then, like, because I know how I felt before that happened, before going out on the walk, if I feel like that beforehand, I'll make sure that I'll go to the toilet before going on the walk, just to save my blushes and not get caught short in the bushes. So Monday morning, I'm there. I could feel my stomach was a little bit ropey, so I'm on the toilet. By the way, anyone, just bear in, brace yourselves for a little bit of poo talk, because that's what we're talking about. Not wiping for a change, even though I did have to wipe. We'll get on to it. So, gone to the toilet, all good. Took the dog out. Stomach's still feeling a little bit ropey. So, as I got back, gone again. Which is fine. Sometimes you need to go a second time. You know, you got to get it out. You know, you got to go, you got to go. And then, this is where it goes down a little bit. I've set off, go off to the job, and I'll shit myself in the van. So, I didn't know that I actually had, but...
Was he one of them when you fart?
I farted, yeah. And I thought, oh, have I just shit myself? And then I convinced myself that I hadn't, because I couldn't feel any moisture or anything. Nothing felt squidgy. And then I got to the job, and the lady at the house was like talking to me. Now, to be fair, because like, in the morning I have a couple of cups of tea and that, and then I have like my flask while I'm driving. So I need a wee anyway. You know, I drove over an hour to get to the job. And... yeah, so the lady's talking to me. I'm thinking, I need a wee, and I need to check that I haven't fucking, you know, had an accident. And yeah, there was so much mess. That not like how you've experienced it with, you know, the little baby where it's all on the back and everything. It wasn't that bad. But yeah, I've had to end up sitting back down to make sure I've fucking cleaned my ass properly anyway. Because I've done the check wipe, and then I've seen pretty much the whole of the square was covered. I was all, nothing in my boxes. So it must have just been a little bit of a squirt. And then because I was sitting down, it's just smeared around my arse cheeks. So yeah, I had to fucking clean it. But then while I'm halfway through fucking trying to clean it as well, I've had the phone call from the delivery driver that he's fucking outside. So I've had to go, you know, pull me fucking bottoms back up again, go down, take this delivery, and then as he's left, I couldn't go, because it had been like 10 minutes, I couldn't go to the toilet again, because that looks sus though, innit? So I've got me fucking, me dead old wipes out of the van, and I've had to do a wet wipe just to get the last of it. So yeah, fucking Monday was not a good day for me. So if that's any consolation for you, James, I hope you feel good about that.
That reminds me of the story of one of our lads. Do you remember when he shit himself on the bus?
Was that Nozzle or Mr. Green?
No, none of them. Because his nickname. So he got on the bus. This was years ago. Still don't drive. So I always think it's more embarrassing when he does. So we said he got on the bus. And he was on the four lane, and he said, like, he got three stops up. Farley absolutely shit himself, everywhere. And he said he had to, like, press the bus out.
You know, like, the old bell.
He said he walked fast. Everyone on the bus was obviously first thing in the morning, busy.
Oh,
and he said he had to walk, like, fucking a mile back or wherever long it is. And he said, like, he didn't realise you could see the shit on his bottoms.
All down him. Oh, that's terrible, that is.
So everyone on the bus knew that he shit himself. And obviously, when you get the bus, you see kind of like the same faces, don't you?
Yeah.
They're like, you know, like the next day.
Oh, that's terrible, that is.
So you didn't have to go through that?
No, I didn't have to go through that, because I had black boxers, black shorts on, not work shorts. But as I say, I was surprised, because there was no mess in the boxers. It literally just, you know, spread across the ass crack. I suppose it's probably one of the good things about having a hairy arse is that it kept it all in. To be fair, it's only because I haven't used my Manscaped for a couple of months on my bum, that is. Keep the pubes trim. from shitty bum holes and broken fingers, off to the... Actually, no. There is something else that I want to bring up before we do go on to the final correspondence. So this morning I drove past a, it was a father and son duo. And they were, I say drove past, it was fucking first thing in the morning while I was walking a dog actually. So walking a dog and a father and son on a fucking morning jog. And the kid was, he was struggling. And he wasn't a big lad or anything. He was a young, skinny kid. And he was just struggling to keep pace and that. So they've ended up having to go to a walking pace because he was far behind on that. And it just reminded me, when I was a kid, and I mean a kid, 4 or 5 years old, and my dad used to take me with him for a run as well. But it wouldn't just be along the streets. It was fucking along the canals. And I couldn't believe I fucking forgot about it, essentially. How dangerous is that? Just because he'd leave me as well. He wouldn't wait for me to catch up. He'd just go along, do his fucking 5 miles, let's just say. I don't know how long the run was. But he'd do his 5 miles down and then turn around and come fucking find me on the way back again. And then he'd carry on back up to the car. So let's just say I managed to do 0.5 mile by the time he's come fucking gone to the end, turn around and come back. So he'd tell me to turn around and go back the other way. And then carry on to the car and still wait for me to come back and fucking meet up with him again. So how dangerous that would be. You couldn't even fathom doing anything like that these days, could you? Well, yeah, I was just walking the dog then, getting to myself, thinking, I can't believe that used to happen.
Different world, don't I, man?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, my niece and nephew, they ain't even allowed to go to the park on their own.
Remember, when you was kids, your mum used to send you to the shops. Do you think that still happens now?
I think some people do it.
My dad used to send him to get Rizzler and tobacco. Yeah. When I was 10.
Yeah. Again, that's just how, people have changed, because the shop owners obviously knew the parents and who the kids were. So it'd be my dad wants such and such. Because again, we've, not me, but my uncle used to get sent to the shop. The shop would close at 10, and my nan, his mum, would say at 5 to 10, go get me another bottle of wine and a pack of fags, whatever it was. And so he'd have to run to the shop and hope to get there before it shuts. And then hand the fiver over, whatever it was, and get the goods, and then run back to make sure it was all good then. And times were different. You wouldn't do it now because the shop owners wouldn't be able to trust that the kids were actually getting it for the parents. It was. I mean, we've spoke about it enough times. They're all little bastards these days anyway. All need a good slap. So just fucking, I had to put it on my notes while I was walking because I just thought it was funny. I could have fell in the canal and died on that. Fucking dad was just off doing his run. Just didn't care.
Could have got kidnapped.
Yeah. I probably would have got a fucking slap for that as well. Why'd you let yourself get kidnapped? It's whack. On to the correspondence now then, even though we've already done, we've done all the emails actually. So we'll go on to the hotline, 07470-488-096. Get your messages in, WhatsApps, text messages, whatever. Not that anyone has, but there's no point trying to call because I won't answer the phone. I don't have it on me all the time. So first of all, I should have read this while we was talking about the football. So Leah says James is going to be gutted again. Which he was.
I love how, because someone was last week saying he's going to be rattled.
And then we've got Ryan. What's happening, lads? It's Hoosers weekend, so hopefully I'll have a story for you next week.
Right. Well, we look forward to that then.
Yeah. So for any new listeners, that's referencing his friend who is just like James Buckley from The Inbetweeners, thinks he can pull a Hooters girl, reckons he's got no chance. But yeah, right. Remember, if you can get a video of it, or you know, try and take just a sneaky picture of him trying to chat her up, and
or like just record any
if you can get some evidence of it, and then we'll try and put it on the pod as long as there's nothing, you know,
as long as he allows us to.
Nah, fuck him.
All right, fuck him. Yeah. I was just thinking, was it called GDPR or something like that?
Yeah, it's
basically someone's like, anyway,
it's data protection or whatever anymore, but yeah, well, we'll see.
We'll see.
And then, last but not least, question from Carl: what is the most shameless thing you've ever done?
Oh, fucking hell. I mean,
I know I should have told you about this before. Yeah. We started recording, so you could.
Because sometimes when we get asked these kind of questions, I always remember a better one after the story.
Yeah,
and then I don't even remember to bring you back up. Shameless thing.
So when I did read this, what came to mind was not just one occasion, to be fair, but a lot of the time when we used to go out. I don't know if it was definitely mainly when it was just us two. I used to do a lot of minesweeping. So minesweeping, for people that don't know, is beer pinching.
No, mate, I think you've done this in front of everyone, because even Neil tells me the story of...
Yeah, I know I've definitely done it in front of a lot of people, but I remember a lot of times when it's just us.
You even done it on your stag do.
Did I?
Yeah.
I can't say I was surprised.
No, because you forgot your wally or something, do you remember, on the night out?
Yeah, because I was going to go back to the digs, and you and Les just thought, no, it's all right, don't worry.
No, well, yeah, because we was like, no, don't worry, we'll see you, obviously, you're stuck doing anything, you aren't going to spend money anyway. And then you went out for 10 minutes, I'm standing next to Leslie, you come back with a pint, I'm like, did you get that? He's like, just took it off a table.
Yeah, fuck you. Mate, you snooze, you lose. I remember.
Putting it down. It's just gone.
I remember one time, I don't know where we was, but we weren't local anyway. And it was definitely just us two out. And there was, like, when you got a column just in the middle of the club, and like it's got the little fucking stand around it, and and there was someone's fish bowl on there. So fish bowl is just a big bowl with like a cocktail in it. And I remember just grabbing that and turning around, walking towards you. And then you was like, you could see them turn around to go and grab it. And then they're looking around all confused, like, who's got it and that.
Yeah, because you're holding in front of it and walking away from them. They couldn't see. So it looked like he's just walking towards me.
Yeah, I remember doing that so many times. And it, like, in general, it's not like I didn't have the money. It was just funny. And it's like, free drink.
I never got why you did that, actually.
So I think it was just for the game, innit? Just fucking...
You used to get fucking steamy, you know, didn't you? Staying in one drinks, just mixing everything.
I love getting fucking drunk, man.
You used to get fucked, man, I remember.
I think the wedding, my wedding, was the last time. Nah, because I still remember the end of the night, actually. So...
You trying to say it was the last time you went out? I can't remember.
Yeah, proper blackout drunk. Yeah, I don't know when the last time I was blackout drunk like that then. But I did used to love it, really. Just going out, getting rat-arsed, and then, yeah, just waking up. So, what happened? I don't know. And then, like, as we've said before, we'd go to the caf the next day, and you'd all be telling the stories. Yeah, and I'm like, I don't know. I don't remember. You know, the amount of times I was just like, yeah, just love it.
Yeah.
I want to get pissed now. Fucking, it's been a hard week, kid.
I'm trying to think, actually, what would be my shameless thing? I don't know, I'm quite...
You've always been very tame.
Shameless, I don't know how... Well, I'm just trying to think. Maybe I should get off the night out thing in my head.
So have you ever spoken to someone the way you shouldn't have, but then not been bothered? Like,
nah.
again, I know it's not in your character. Admit again, I've done it.
I've also. The one shameless thing I think I've ever done, and it's like when I look back, I'm like, why the fuck did I do that? But I was a kid, so like every week my nan used to give us a pound to go to the shops, and this was when a pound could get you a fucking can of Coke, pack of crisps, chocolate bar, change in your back pocket. Fucking proper pound. None of this shit pound stuff now where you fucking can't get a can of pop with it. Yeah. So what kind of pops now? Like £1.05 or something.
I can't pop. Surprised, mate.
What the fuck, man?
I don't really drink pop anyway, but yeah.
Yeah, so my nan dropped the purse one time and he went all over the floor. And I kept the pound. And I don't know why I did it. And so she gave us an extra pound, so I had £2. And then on the way, I was like, I found a pound. And I know for a fact she knew I was fucking lying. I knew for a fact that she knows I took a pound off her. And she never ever said nothing. And I always think like that comes back. And I'm always like, what the fuck did I do that? I was like fucking nine. You know what I'm saying? I knew I was like 15.
Yeah.
But I'm just, go on, sorry.
I think it's a nan thing, but your nan in general was like fucking sound anyway.
Yeah.
Because she knew all of us, like all your mates and that. And she always had time for all of us and that anyway. And you wanted to say hello and have a chat and that. And like, even if like you or your brothers and sisters and that weren't there, any of us could have knocked on and fucking had a cup of tea or whatever. She would have always invited us in. But as I think that's like a nan thing in general. Anyway.
I'm just trying to think of something like shameless. I'm trying to look. That's something I look back on and go, oof.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if you got any more. But I have a quick think.
I've got a few where it's like, you know, during the Top Shagger days. you're laughing, but
Top Shagger days, like, only you're calling me that.
Mate, the fans love it. I remember, like, not meaning like nastily or anything, like, but, you know, I was honest with them. Basically, just saying, like, you know, I'm not after a relationship or anything. It probably would have, like, fitted in with how the people are these days. But I'd be like, you know, I'm not ready for a relationship. Just want to have a bit of fun and that. And then, you know, some of these girls caught feelings, and I didn't. So I was like, all right, yeah, I'm going to nip this in the bud now then, because you're already telling me. Like, there was one, literally, like, 2 weeks of, like, you know, a bit of fun and that. She's like, I love you, Jay. I'm like, I don't love you. So I'll we'll leave it here now then, because I'm not going to carry on having my fun while you're falling for me. And I don't, so being nasty to be nice in a sense, because I didn't want to string them along. And then they're like, you know, where's this going? I'm like, going nowhere.
But that don't really being shameless, just being honest though, isn't it, to a degree?
Yeah, but there's a lot of shameless things that I did during them days.
Yeah, but you can't. Yeah.
Mate, I mean, you know, you was there for some of them experiences. Not like not that you was there like, while I was doing it and all, but you know, like fucking, I don't know, say at the same house party or whatever, while I'd be doing things in another room. It was just good old fun.
Do you remember when I'm there, that girl took your dick and she did?
Yeah. And that was a good night, that was.
Looked after you there, didn't I?
I know, man. Fucking not many of the other lads ever fucking did look after me. It was always me being the good bro, the good wingman. But as we said last week, you know, fucking I've never been discriminative against the females. I've never have winged in for a man. In our main friend group, we haven't got a homosexual or a bisexual that would have gone home with a man that would have required me to but there be are that some, wingman. Then.
There are some questionable ones in the group.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Very questionable, mate.
Yeah, but that's just Army Loft, though, isn't he?
Yeah, well, he's not the only one, but...
Yeah. I don't know, but... Well, it's a good job they don't listen, any.
So, I've got a question for you. If you went to Thailand... And someone's like, sugar lady boy, would you sugar lady boy? Because this is where my mind took me because of them two in there. Because these two lads have both said they would go to Thailand and sugar lady boy. And it's like that Jeffrey video. Do you remember the Jeffrey video? When he was like a lad, his absolute steam.
Yeah, the blonde lad.
Yeah, and he's like, when you go to fucking Turkey, when you go to Turkey, you got to have a kebab. It's the same. Like, it's
yeah, so it's the old saying, when in Rome, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
But what do the Romans do that?
I suppose you just be, you throw that this hang signal about everywhere.
Like, Mamma mia. Yeah.
Bella.
Excuse
it. Yeah, and your emphasis on everything, like, I feel with Italians, you can understand what they're saying without words.
Yeah, and you can see the hand gestures the with the words as well. So I know, just only from what I've seen on like, TV and internet and that, a lot of them are very deceptive. It's hard to see that they are a ladyboy with some of them. No, because that's what they are. No. You know, they call themselves them ladyboys as well, innit? You know, they don't say she-males or trans or anything. And that's what they want to be.
Yeah, they're not ladyboys. They're...
Boy-girls.
No, they're men with tits.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I don't understand where the ladyboys come from when it's just men with tits.
But it's like, that's what they want to be called, isn't it? That's how they make the money.
Oh, yeah. Jeffrey made a bit of money that night, I can imagine.
If I was there and, I don't know, so I'm out on the town, I'm having a couple of beers and that log, and then, like, not that I would now because I'm married, happily, but, you know, if circumstances led me to be there and I could play away or whatever, or...
I should rephrase it with OJ B of
Top Sugar Days.
Again, you're the only one who's calling it that.
You said Top Sugar originally. back in the day, I think if I was out having a drink and that and started
if you were an army boy of 1 hour in Thailand. And you've walked down the strip, how are boys? You're like, right, Bab.
You've only had one. Yeah, I would be calling him Bab as well.
So you've had one beer, and you walk
one
back.
Beer.
No, because you go into the next bar, you walk past another one. Hey,
yeah,
boys.
But before even going out, I would have had a load of beers anyway. You know what I'm like. So what I'm saying is, if I would have got into the situation where I didn't know that it was a ladyboy at first, because, you know, they were quite convincing on the face and the tits aspect, when it comes to the nitty-gritty, I like, then I'm seen as a dick down there, or feeling as one, you know, because sometimes you've got to have a grope first, then I would have put my clothes back on if I was already naked. But basically, I would have left that situation.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't have participated.
No, I would have just walked out after sucking his dick and then. Go. No, I'd just be high-tailing it and be like, sorry, I've misunderstood the situation. Yeah. I shall go and find a real lady now. Enjoy the rest of your night.
Because me and there's an old boy at work, and he was going to go to Thailand before COVID, booked in everything. But then because of COVID, he got cancelled.
Yeah.
And we were saying, what's an old man are you going to do in Thailand? He's like, I'm going to go fishing. I was like, fuck off. No one goes fishing in Thailand.
Fishing for ladyboys.
That's what I'm doing. And then we was like, no, you'd be down the strip. And he'd be like, you come in? And he'd be like, not today, sweetheart. Maybe, you know, no. And then he'll purposely walk past
her. You sound like you're doing an Adam Sandler impression.
No, well, this is the way he speaks. he'll walk past him again, and they'd be like, "Oh, right, then you going in? You'd have a good time." Because he thinks he's a top shagger as well.
Yeah,
well, used to be, but yeah. So yeah.
Yeah. Any lady boys listening? Send us in your dick pics. Ashley wants to see her. But no, we are going to leave it there anyway. James, I hope you see it all in jest.
Yeah, the Undertaker.
Yeah.
Coming next season.
Well, it would have to be next season.
Yeah, every Tuesday after all the football fixtures as well, after the Monday night football, you can have your opinion on all the weekend's events.
Yeah. I'm going to say it'd have to be next season anyway, because Liverpool are not having anything this season.
Yeah.
So send your emails, your text messages, WhatsApps and whatever. All the links are in the description. Hopefully I don't fill my pants again next Monday.
Yeah, that'd be great.
It was one of the worst starts to a week that you can have, to be fair.
No, I get it, because when I did it in America, I get it. It's just unfortunate. Sometimes it just happens.
Yeah. And it is one of them things you can't help. Other than having a good and healthy diet. But yeah, so on that poop shell, we shall leave it there. And we'll see you next week then. Peace.
All right.